Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Sometimes reaching your healthy, active goals can be like climbing a tall mountain. But making progress simply starts with one step. Invite one friend to play a game. Break into a spontaneous dance party once in a while. Learn a cool new activity and practice it to get better. One new move a week is all it takes, and soon you'll come out on top. Discover the power of one healthy habit. Visit ShapeYourFutureOK.com, a program of TSET.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau is proud to be a strong, solid voice for agriculture in Oklahoma. Farm Bureau members work together as advocates for family agriculture and our rural communities. Join us by becoming a Farm Bureau member today. Visit our website at okfarmbureau.org to sign up or to learn more. For nearly 80 years, Oklahoma Farm Bureau members have come together to build a brighter future, and we're going to be here for decades to come. Together, we are Rural Oklahoma.
Well, good afternoon. The live cattle and feeder cattle futures were all over the place today. The April live cattle were unchanged to settle at 138.50. Everybody getting out of those long and short positions here as we expire tomorrow. But they're unchanged. The June live cattle were down $1.12 at 133.90. That was about 42 or so off the low. The August live cattle down 67 at 136.35. There's been a lot of action in the June versus August live cattle spread. Today it made new lows, went down to about $2.50. It had been all the way up to even and $2 to $1.50 for it seems like an eternity. But it broke out today with the June down $1.12 and August only down 67. The April feeders down 27 at 155.92. The index yesterday was 156.21, and that contract expires tomorrow. So as we expire here, they are converging here at the end of April. The Mays were up 60 at 157.95. The August feeders up $1.45 at 170.40. A lot of people surprised that with corn being as strong as it's been, that the feeder cattle have any strength at all today. Of course, yesterday they didn't, but we're seeing some strength. And then the hog market bounced back here late. June lean hogs up 62 at 110.97. The July's up $1.45 at 114.60.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment. Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
Well, grain futures were mixed, just like the cattle. We had corn higher. It was steady to about 3 higher overall. December corn up 2.25 at 751 and 3 quarters. We're right on the highs on the December corn from previous highs. The May corn actually overnight made new highs, went all the way up to about 823.5. The beans were down 20 in May at 1706.5. July's down 8. November new crop down 3.75 at 1521, near their highs as well. And then July Kansas City wheat down 12.75 at 1141.25. Looks like the kind of the worm's turning here, and we're working back lower. We're still above moving averages in certain trends, but it looks like that thing wants to turn over some here. We'll see what happens. And then cotton just on fire today. December up 261 to settle at 125, and I believe that's the highest December of close that we have seen. And that's been rallying for about 6 months. And it looks like at this point this will be a great opportunity for the people planting cotton to get some sold. At this point. And then the Dow Jones come rallying back today. We're up currently about 660 points in the June mini Dow. The S&P is up 111. Crude oil is up about $3.50. So just all sorts of financial shenanigans going on. And right now the markets, the equity markets are just on fire.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.